So at least here in Michigan, we don't have a great track record of being an overly transparent state. And in fact, we fall woefully, woefully short in that regard. And even some of the efforts to instill more transparency in our state government over the last couple of years, it's been a lot of bark, but not a lot of bite. Well, Tom Leonard, the former Speaker of the House, has made accountability and ethics a main priority in this gubernatorial run that he is staging now. And he joins me this morning to talk about it. Tom Leonard, good morning to you.
Hey, Chris, and it's not just bad. I mean, the Center for Public Integrity ranked Michigan dead last with an F grade. So it's almost like our unemployment right now, which is at 49 out of 50. We're ranking dead last in all the areas we do not want to.
Yeah, we're trending down in a lot of areas, a lot of important areas. And we've talked a little bit about this a couple of weeks ago, like school test scores are just not going in the right direction. How Michigan is less transparent than any other state is shocking to me. So what are you going to do about it? What changes?
Well, I mean, we have made accountability one of the top issues of our campaign right out of the gate. And listen, I'm a firm believer, going back to sports analogies. I mean, you know, when you've got to be accountable, that's when you bring your A game every day. And I believe the best government is a government that's accountable. So again, we came out with accountability as one of our top priorities a couple months ago when we announced, and yesterday we built upon that. We put a lot of meat on the bone. So what would our plan do? Well, first, I mean, we doubled down on opening the governor's office and the legislature to FOIA. I mean, I think we're one of two states across the country. The citizens of the state don't have access to the governor's records. That's just wrong. That's something we need to do. What else is in this plan? It would ban any type of fundraising for legislators or the governors if it's during a session day or there's a committee hearing that day. We don't want there to be even any perception that there's any type of pay to play out there. So this would ban any type of fundraising during those session days. It would close what we call the Benson gap. You may recall, during her launch, Jocelyn Benson was found to have been campaigning in a state office. The attorney general looked at it, said there was a violation, but you know what? She said there's nothing we could do because she's the one, meaning Benson, has to enforce this, and she can't enforce it against herself. So this would close that gap. It would ban the use of non-disclosure agreements in state government. I mean, listen, the governor's office and legislators shouldn't be out there signing backroom deals to spend hundreds of millions of dollars in taxpayer money to recruit these companies to come here, and nobody knows what's going on. So there's a lot to this. They can go to tomformichigan.com. Our entire plan's out there. It's not just talking points. Again, tomformichigan.com. Go check it out.
So to be fair and clear, you've been on this for quite some time. Even back when you were Speaker of the House, you were talking about making basically all of Lansing FOIA-able, giving access to this. And so why hasn't there been movement on this? Why has this been so stagnant for all these years?
So, you know, that's a very good question. We did. When I was Speaker, we passed this, and unfortunately the Senate killed it. You know, another thing that I did was I made certain that all of the staff members that work for the House of Representatives, on day one, we put their names, their job titles, and their salaries online, and we updated that every month for everybody to see, because we said, listen, you work for the taxpayers. If you're going to be paid by them, they deserve to know what you're making. In regards to, you know, why it hasn't happened, frankly, I don't believe there's been the political will from the executive that there should be. I mean, this is something that the governor promised to make a priority, then when she got in office, didn't. And that's why I think we're going to be able to get this done, because when I'm the state's next governor, I've seen, having been Speaker, I've seen what happens with that bully pulpit when the governor wants to get something done. If the governor wants to get this across the finish line, they can, and we're going to do that when I'm the state's next governor.
How frustrated are the people of Michigan on this aspect? When you go around the state and you talk to folks, where does this fall on their priority list?
It brings them down on most every issue. I mean, it all comes back to the government accountability. I mean, they look at this as I listen to people, Chris, they are just very down on the state of our state right now. They feel like they can't get ahead. They know their kids are not being educated. As you mentioned, we're in the bottom 10 for test scores. Only 25% of our fourth graders can read at a proficient level. Only 5% in the Flint Public School District. As I mentioned, we're 49 out of 50 for unemployment, and they look at this and they just feel like there's no longer trust in government. So again, I think this could bring a brand new culture to Lansing. I believe it could bring spirits up quite a bit for the people across this state. It could help get things back, back in order, again, by restoring trust in people's government across the state.
So it feels pretty daunting when you lay it all out like that. Feels like there's a lot to do. Is there something that you can get done that starts to ease kind of the pressure on these other major topics, major issues? What needs to happen first?
Well, again, you need a governor that's going to make this a priority on day one. So I can tell you at 12:01 on January 1st, 2027, when I'm standing there, we are definitely going to make FOIA and government accountability a top priority. And I'm going to ask that the legislature, this be one of the first bills that they take up. I would hope, I mean, usually 4001 is the first bill that's introduced in the House. I'm going to ask the new speaker if this couldn't be the first bill that they introduce. We can't get this done in the first couple weeks, when they take office. Again, the legislature and FOIA ought to be open or the legislature and the governor ought to be open to FOIA. Other states do it. There's no reason we can't.
That is Tom Leonard running for governor here in the state of Michigan, former House Speaker. Always appreciate having you on. Thank you, Tom. Appreciate it.
Hey, thank you. Have a good one. We'll talk to you soon.
Yep, you do the same. Meanwhile, coming up, Washtenaw Community College hosting an AI event. And in this, they're talking about how at this fierce pace that AI is on now, where we are looking at redefining how we learn, how we teach, how we provide ourselves with a competitive advantage in the workplace, in the classroom, all across the board. How are we adapting to this type of technology? It's one of my major questions about artificial intelligence and the adaptation of artificial intelligence and tying it into our daily lives. How are we adapting? How are we going to adapt this year, next year, 5 years down the road? We'll talk about that coming up. It's J.R. Moore.